Watch, man crashes SUV through Utah car dealership after being denied refund. By Olivia Rondo on December 11, 2024. The Utah man who went viral for driving his car through the storefront of the dealership he had just bought from that day has admitted that he hit a breaking point after allegedly being denied a refund. Michael Lee Murray, 35, was seen in a Monday video slamming through the glass doors of the Tim Dalla Mazda Southtown dealership in his newly purchased used Subaru Outback. Holy shit. A witness can be heard yelling in the background as Murray quickly hopped out of the damaged vehicle. I told you motherfuckers. I told you, the enraged man shouted as he left for the exit, which had become a giant hole as a result of the crash. The employees, who were miraculously uninjured by the SUV and broken glass, promptly called the police, which led to Murray's arrest, Fox 13 reported. Murray had left the dealership, in Sandy, with his $4,000 Outback just hours earlier, but returned with hopes of returning it over alleged mechanical issues, calling it a lemon. After the managers told the disgruntled customer that the car was sold as is and could not be refunded, Murray allegedly threatened to drive it through the front door. We're like, whoa, we don't need to do that. Sit down, we can figure this out, we can find a solution. Dealership platform manager Tyler Slade told the outlet. According to Slade, Murray was offered his money back or a different car before the crash took place, and explained that he was aware of the car's issues. We were very clear about the fact that this car is not retail, the manager said. It's gonna need more inspecting and some work. In this situation, the customer needed the car, it fit his limited budget. And in our mind we're doing him a favor, he added. The Sandy police arrest report obtained by the outlet states that Murray caused an estimated $10,000 in damage, and is facing charges of felony criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and economic interruption. After being released from jail on Tuesday, Murray told Inside Edition that being denied a refund made him reach his breaking point. I was just really angry, upset about my money. I just kind of blacked out for a second, he said, before acknowledging that he probably shouldn't have done it.